We are virtually continually bombarded by thoughts. They're like weather patterns in the mind. There are sometimes nice, clear, sunny days, but there are an awful lot of cloudy days, tumultuous days, rainy days, turbulent, stormy weather. And again, the challenge is, how are we to be in relationship to all of that stuff that's driving our lives and our narrative of who I am? And so when you get in touch with what awareness really is, then the first thing you realize is that those thoughts are not me, and they're not mine. They're just like weather patterns. They are impersonal weather patterns in the mind. So then you can observe them like a scientist. Like, what is the nature of this thought? Where does it come from? I mean, and they come like bullets, you know, fired out of a machine gun. They're very, very fast, so to speak. That's quite a militaristic image. But, you know, another way is bubbles coming off the bottom of a pot of boiling water. You know, if you've ever watched a pot of boiling water, say a glass pot, the bubbles tend to nucleate at the bottom, and then they go through the water and they go poof at the surface. So the thoughts are very similar, and that's where I use, and other people often use this term, the thoughts self-liberate. You don't have to get rid of them. People misunderstand meditation as, oh, I just sweep all my thoughts away and then I'm in this, like, nirvana. What you'll get by trying to sweep all your thoughts away is a headache at the most, because there's no way to sweep your thoughts away. They will get you every time. And then you can have millions of thoughts about mindfulness and meditation, and those are just thoughts too. They're not meditating. But when you see that you're not your thoughts, then you can watch them in this kind of impersonal, more sort of, if you will, observing way, with kindness, with self-compassion, because a lot of them are heavily loaded with negative emotion. And you can see that if you don't touch them, if you don't do anything with them, if you don't get caught in them, they self-liberate naturally in awareness. The awareness, it's like touching a soap bubble. You know, it's fun for kids, it's fun for adults too. Soap bubble, and you touch it, and it just goes poof. So I love that image. Like the thought is the soap bubble, and the emotion too, that's, you know, valencing the thought. And you don't need to do anything with it, because your awareness is like, it's not even a finger, it's not corporeal. The awareness, just the embracing of it, or the arising of it, like in the sky, it goes poof all by itself. And don't take my word for it. This is something that when you sit down and you begin to watch, you'll see this is not rocket science. You don't have to sit in a cave for 30 years to have that kind of experience. All you need to do is, in some sense, get out of your own way. Now, I'm not saying that's easy. That's really hard. But if you can have moments when you get out of your own way, then you'll see that a lot of the stuff that we get so caught up in, it's like, it's a mirage. And that doesn't mean that the thoughts aren't valuable. I mean, I think it was Einstein who said, you know, if you have one or two really good thoughts in a lifetime, you're ahead of the curve. Paraphrasing.